So turn with me in your Bible to the book of 1 Timothy, the first chapter. 1 Timothy, the first chapter. And we started teaching about faith for success. Now, I believe at any, during this time that we're in now, that we need to be able to believe God for success. Again, as I said last night, in our families, we need to believe God for success in our health, in our businesses, and in our ministries. Can you agree with me on that? Yes. So I declare that every one of you, that you're marked for success. Yes. I'm believing God that tonight God is going to do something, mark you in an unusual way for some great things to happen in your life. Can you believe me with that tonight? Can I believe that something is going to happen in heaven and in here tonight that is going to mark you for the rest of your life? Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Let me just go over here one more time. I just felt that something here. I'm believing God that in heaven and here in this service tonight that God is going to mark some of you tonight for some unusual things that happen for you beyond you can imagine in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Let me one more time. Glory to God. Yeah, this is the side right over here. In 1 Timothy, in verse 19, we're going to read it together. 1 Timothy 1:19. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Holding faith and a good consciousness, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. All right, then let's read it. Y'all read it last night. Let's read it one more time with a little ump to it. 1, 2, 3. Have made shipwreck. And what the enemy has done, and he understands that if he can attack your faith, we showed you in James 1:6, it says that, and that concerning faith, they fall. You fall into a situation, but it's really your faith that's being attacked. And then it says that if you waver in your faith, you are nothing, God will do nothing for you, and a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And so your faith is on the line, and the enemy is attacking you or whatever is going on in your life, or the things that God has in store for you down the road is going to be determined on the level of your commitment to holding fast your faith. Are you with me?
Yes.
And then it says holding your faith and a good consciousness. Well, the consciousness, a good consciousness, is not letting yourself be polluted with doubt and unbelief. Because doubt and unbelief is all around you. And you got to protect yourself. You got to guard yourself to make sure that you do not allow yourself and your faith to be questioned or to allow any kind of doubt or unbelief to come in concerning what you're believing for. Do I have anybody here tonight that's believing for anything?
Yes, sir.
Believing for anything. You know, I was made mention last night that I've always got my faith working on something all the time. In fact, I was on my way in tonight, and God dropped something into my spirit. As soon as we finished with one project, I got another project. Somebody made a statement one time, if you go to that Calvary Christian, you got to have some money. That's what they said. You're trying to make fun about it, but listen to me. I believe that everybody that come to Calvary Christian Center, God's trying to get some money to you.
That's right. That's right.
And T.L. Osborne said? He said, if you ever want some serious breakthrough in your life, find a church that has a need and join it. Because that's where God is going to start doing some things in your life behind that area. So it says here, holding faith and a good conscience. And says, would some having put away concerning faith, it says, have made shipwreck. I know pastors right now that are not doing anything significant that had thriving churches that would have embraced faith and was teaching it. And then all of a sudden, something else came in new that they didn't and got a new revelation somewhere there, and they left faith and went to some other area and said, now faith is out. Well, faith is never going to go out because you can't get saved without
faith.
You can't get healed without
faith.
Everything you get from God is going to be through what?
Faith.
Faith. Everything. God, every miracle is linked to faith. This seed of faith. Anything in your life that is going to move God in heaven on your behalf is tied into faith. So faith is never going to go out. Now, there might be some new revelation come, but you don't discard the baby with the bathwater. So then some of them have left, and now I was talking to one guy about a pastor who had a thriving church. He's a very educated man, very eloquent, and now his church is dwindled down to about 6 people because he got away from the very thing. He's made himself shipwrecked because the enemy is always going to try to take everything that God has put in your life out of your life. Does anybody understand what I'm talking about? So it says holding forth the faith. So now look with me in Hebrews, Hebrews the 10th chapter. Hebrews the 10th chapter. And so I was sharing with you last night about how that the attorney that was going to the church ripped me off our church for $35,000. Y'all remember that testimony? We were believing God and everybody was making fun of Brenda and myself and the people that we had about believing God for this property that we are presently on. And not only do we own the property that we bought back then, but then we bought the Disciples of Christ Church down the street, which is now our East Annex, because they were not willing to change and they would not embrace the word of faith. They then went out of business, or we just believed for them and we bought their facility. And then we did the Nazarene Church around over here. We bought the Nazarene Church, bought the Assembly of God Church, and then bought this and built this one here, right here. So we have four sanctuaries in the North Campus. Then we went and bought a dealership in Elk Grove. We bought a shopping mall in Olivehurst, California. And then we have our ranch and just going on. Not one chicken dinner. No rummage sales, no raffles and all the things that people do to try to raise money for God. What God wants you to do is to get into
faith,
and if you believe God, God's got, I know this might seem a little strange for some of y'all, so I know that if you want to talk about me, I'm giving you something really to talk about right now. I believe that God's got some prosperity angels.
Amen. Amen.
I believe God's got some angels that are just prosperity angels that wants to just assign for your prosperity, and all they're waiting for you to do, is this too far out for some of y'all? That God got some angels that are assigned just for you, that if you just get into faith, if you hold fast to faith, God will send them to make sure of your success and your prosperity. Oh, I hope a few of them show up in here tonight. Okay, let me look what it says here, Hebrews 10, and it says, verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full what? Assurance. Hebrews 10:22, let us draw near. Remember, God says, draw nigh to him and he'll draw nigh to you. Our commitment is to draw nigh to God. How do I draw nigh to God? I draw nigh to God or close to God by what?
Faith.
The closer, the more that you operate in the faith, the closer you're going to get to God. God is all about you believing and standing in what?
Faith.
So he said, let us draw near with a true heart. A true heart full of assurance and of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil consciousness of doubt and unbelief, and our bodies washed with the pure water of the word. Verse 23, let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. And let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. How many of y'all know that he's faithful that promise? Can I just tell you tonight that there's some promises that are just around the corner? There's some of you in here tonight that God is knocking at your door right now. There's some things that you've been believing for. If you'll just get back in or just make a greater commitment to standing on this word of God, something's getting ready to walk through your door in a big way. Oh, I feel there's a shout in the house right now. No. Some of you are going to come in and you're going to testify. You're going to email, you're going to write, call, and you're going to talk about this night, tonight, that something got ignited and something, maybe even before you could get home, you're going to get a telephone call. Somebody going to text you and say, girl, man, you won't believe what just happened for you. Hey. Now, look what it says here. So let us hold fast. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Because how many know the first time you can tell when somebody's getting away from faith, they stop talking it? See, one of the signs that you are in faith is what you say. And one of the signs that you're not in faith is what you don't say. Because see, one of the things, you're too worried about what somebody's going to think about you. They don't have nothing, you don't have nothing. Zero plus zero is zero. Now, God's brought you to the place where you can get into faith, stirred you up, and then you're going to let a zero talk you out of something? You don't have nothing to say to me, baby. I'm sorry. Remember, brothers and sisters, you have nothing to say to me. You ain't got to say, you have nothing, and you're going to try to tell me something the matter with me or talk me out of going to the church that I'm going to because my church believes in faith and standing on the Word of God and confessing and believing and standing and confessing and believing. You don't have nothing to say to me. Now, look what it says here. And so, now, I want to get to verse 35. No. Okay. Hold your finger there for a minute. I left off in Romans, the 14th chapter. You remember that? Before y'all went crazy? Romans, the 14th chapter. Then I'm going to come back to Hebrews. Go with me to Romans 14. Now, I told you, remember I said this last night? You ain't going to like this scripture. Do you remember that? How many of y'all remember that? I said, you ain't going to like this scripture, especially if you don't want to live by faith or you're willing to let somebody talk you out of it. You won't like this scripture. Okay, are you ready? Because I'm telling you, everything in your life has the hinge. That's why the enemy is warring against you in different areas, because he knows that faith is going to bring results in your life. Doubt and unbelief is going to bring results, but it's going to bring negative results in your life. But faith is going to bring positive things in your life. So you got to get back into faith and standing on believing the Word of God. I declare by the authority and name of Jesus that the Word of God is true and it will never fail you. And God is faithful to bring it to pass. If you believe, you shall receive.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I feel a testimony coming on right now. Oh, and let me finish the testimony. So the guy stole my money. And then y'all remember when I went to court, and you remember the whole thing about that, the court deal, and how his son wanted to jump on me, and the preacher was all nagging him on, and then I warned him that he was way over the line, and that you remember that he didn't want to pay the price of jumping on me because he wasn't going to leave the same way he came. Y'all remember that? And it was going to cost him dearly to jump on me because I ain't no sissy. So if he jumped on me, I was going to let him know he was in great danger of losing his life. And if he knew Jesus, he was going to meet him real soon. So we won the case. We won against him. He went to jail for 3.5 years. The attorney who was the vice mayor of Sacramento, and he was a prominent attorney, but he stole from us, and I wouldn't let him get away with it. And God turned around there, gave us victory over that area. We still got the building over there, and plus the Bar Association gave us back our $35,000. Amen. All right, in Romans 14, and look with me in verse 23, and it says, he that doubteth is damned if he eateth. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
He that doubteth is damned if he eateth, because he what? He eateth not of faith. Man, even talking about even eating food in faith. But you know what happened? They was sacrificing food to idols. And Paul was saying to them, don't even ask no questions. Because it was against them to eat meat that had been offered to sacrifices. So Paul said to them, he said, don't even ask no questions. Don't even let it get you your conscience. If they set some pork chops in front of you, just go ahead and eat them rascals. Don't ask if they've been offered to sacrifices. Well, you can eat in faith. All right, all right, all right. I think I feel a chitlin's anointing on this side over here. Man, I'm so glad Brenda got delivered from chitlins. Man, I wouldn't let her cook them chitlins in the house. Man, I don't know how you going to eat something that stank as bad as a chitlin. You got to put stuff in the thing after you done clean them things forever. Then you got to put stuff in there to keep them from stinking when the house up, and you can't never find anything strong enough to stop them from stinking. And they even stink when you rewarm them up. Now, how are you going to eat chitlins, pig guts, menudo? All right, okay. I feel threatened on that side. Someone come over on here. Yeah. Some folks over there still ain't got their deliverance yet over there. Verse 20, look what it says here. And he that doubted is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of what? Look what it says here. And whatsoever is not of faith. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin. If I do anything outside of faith, basically I'm in sin. My whole life is about living and walking by what?
Faith.
For we what? We walk by what? And not by sight or the sensory perception. We're not moved by the external circumstances. We're only moved by what God's word says. And God's word says that I am healed. If God's word says that I am, then I am what? If he says I'm delivered. Whatever the word declares, I declare. Therefore, I live and walk by what? Oh, I got some. Okay, y'all getting, somebody got some deliverance over here. Go back with me to Hebrews now. Go back with me to Hebrews. Go back with me to Hebrews. And so what is happening right now in this economy? What's happening in our churches? And pastors are crying to me all over the nation about situations, how their finances are dropped, their mortgages are behind, different issues going on. But the people in the church have failed to realize that they're under attack from the being able to do what God wants them to do. And they are giving credence to it by the area of allowing themselves to doubt God's ability to still provide for them in the tough times as well as in the good times. See, God never changed. God's still on the throne. See, God still can show himself in a big and powerful way. And I believe that he's getting ready to do some greater things now, because some of the greatest wealth transfer never took place in the good times. It took place in the worst times. So all I got to say to some of y'all is get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. You need to start expecting some supernatural infusion of God's power and blessings upon your life and upon everything you put your hands to.
Yes.
Glory to God. Now look what it says here. Look what it says here. And so here it is right here in verse 35, back to Hebrews 10, 35. It says, and cast not away therefore your what?
Confidence.
Your confidence, which you underline the word confidence. Cast not therefore away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. In other words, your confidence in God's ability is being attacked, because he knows that if you believe God, especially in these times that you're in right now, God is going to be more inclined to move towards you quicker now than ever before. So somebody said, well, I've been believing God. I felt that over here somewhere. Somebody over here, I felt that. I pick you up. You better be careful what you're thinking when I'm around you over here. And then, well, I believe God. I've been believing God. Well, I wonder if you've really been believing God, or you've been hoping for God, or wishing for God to do something, or you started in faith, but now your language or your words that's coming out your mouth is contrary to what you really are believing. See, you can't walk one side and then walk the other side and believe God to bless you. See, we're talking about staying on one side of the fence. Are you women? And this ain't for sissies right now. Turn to your neighbor and say, I hope to God he ain't talking about them three people behind you right now. Hope he ain't talking about them three people behind you. Verse 35, are you there? And cast not away therefore your confidence, which incline means that you can cast away your confidence. Amen. Is that right? The enemy is, and that's what he's after, is your confidence in God's ability to perform. Okay, all right? He's trying to attack your confidence in God's ability to perform. God can do what he said he can do. But do you really believe that God can do what he said he could do? Because you can say it all day, but when it comes down to the time of believing is when we're going to find out what's going to really happen. Are you with me?